Don't take it so seriously. Lighten up. Trust the mystery. Lighten up. It doesn't matter anyway. Just enjoy your life. Get out of your way. Lighten up.
Welcome to Lighten Up with Bonnie Wirth on Empower Radio, an inspirational hour of conversation and interviews to help you shift perspective and create balance between being spiritual and human. Now here's your host, Bonnie Wirth, on Empower Radio. Lighten
up. Hello and welcome everybody to Lighten Up today. I'll tell you, we're having some technology glitches here in my little world. And it's so funny because it's just shaking things up a little bit. But honestly, it's a great indication of what is shaking up within the universe and all around us. I'll tell you, we're going through some really incredible transformational times. Are you feeling it? Today, more than ever, there is the energy is incredibly interesting. Of course, we had our super moon and the eclipse, our final eclipse that finished up on Saturday night this last weekend. And now we're moving through some of this post-eclipse energy. And it really has, as I said, stirring things up, helping us to really focus with an intention of where we're going, what we're wanting, who it is we want to be when we grow up. And in the midst of all of it, through every change and every transformation and everything taking place at all of these different levels inside of us and throughout the spiral of our life, it can leave us feeling all kinds of uncertain as to what it truly means to us in terms of where we're going and, as I said, who it is that we really want to be when we grow up. So clarity has been on the forefront and has been a part of a lot of the conversations that I've had with colleagues, with clients of mine over this last several months. It's really what 2018 is helping us to define for ourselves. And we, when we are looking, you know, forward to our future in as being in service to other people, when we have clarity as to our purpose, it definitely reinforces something deep inside of us. I mean, think about it. When we feel unclear about a goal or we feel unclear on where we're going, we actually will have difficulty achieving the goal. We will have, you know, we will stumble or trip over ourselves in trying to find that direction. And if we don't know, you know, what we should do, there almost becomes a lack of commitment to us taking action. And so today's show is really, I'm hoping, it's my greatest intention that it's going to tickle something deep in your soul, that it's going to help you to gain a greater perspective of what is playing on in and around you, but also give you some tips and some tricks in terms of how it is that you can really receive clarity in terms of what it means for you in your unique expression into the world. You know, what it is that stirs deep within, what we can call that ultimate purpose for being here. I mean, we're all searching for it. We've all asked those questions. In fact, you wouldn't be tuning into today's show if you haven't been asking the question of who am I and why am I here? How is it that I'm being called to serve? What do I do with all of these gifts and these talents and these abilities that are a little extra woo-woo and have me not quite fitting into the world around me? You know, what does it mean and what does it look like? But what is, more than anything, the possibilities in terms of what it can and what it, you know, ultimately can become, and again, how we can live and express that within the most authentic and genuine way into the world. So there is a really great book out there, and it's a book that I read several years ago when I started into really understanding, you know, what was possible in my life and this journey that I have, this ever-changing journey that I've been on. And the book is by Napoleon Hill, and the book is simply called Think and Grow Rich. It's this amazing book that is, even though it's focus, you know, when you can think and grow rich, I mean, automatically you begin conceptualizing that around finances. But what the book really does is begins to stir and begins to elevate the riches within life in all kinds of ways, within financial, within our the richness of health, the richness of happiness, the richness of purpose. It was a really great book that was I'm going to say it probably was the first book that I really dug into in terms of getting myself into the power of the mind and into thinking, into creating, into utilizing universal energies. So it's a really great book. If you haven't read it, I encourage you to grab hold of it. It becomes one of those go-to books that you're going to find is really going to support your journey for years to come. Anyway, within the book, Napoleon Hill speaks and he says, there's one quality that one must possess in order to win with life. And that is a definiteness of purpose, the knowledge of what one wants and the burning desire to possess it. And that's really where we are in terms of this seeking, this finding our place in that world, is that we have a deep desire inside of us. We know the stirring of our soul at such a deep level. And with the cosmic energies at play right now, that truth is really asking to be revealed. That this energy of 2018 is saying, all right, little soul, let's get on focus and in purpose of the goals in which you came here to accomplish and achieve within this lifetime. And so when we look at it, we get into this place where we're constantly striving to achieve something meaningful. We know we're being called for deeper purpose. We know that inside of us there is some seed of greatness that is asking to be revealed. And we know that, you know, we want to find what that is, that energy, that purpose, that drive to truly make us feel alive. And when we start in this journey and we start in trying to understand what that deeper calling is, it can be a little bit confusing because, you know, we really don't have any idea of what that could possibly look like. But once we define what our purpose is, and purpose, of course, ever changing, I'm going to talk about that in a moment. But once we define our purpose, it's at that time where we become unstoppable in what we are bringing forward and into the world. Because it gives us a definite sense of direction. We get a clear understanding of, you know, of who we are. We get a clear understanding of how it is that that we feel fulfilled, what drives our passions, and we become really consistent in our action to achieving our goals. In fact, we look forward to being on purpose. We look forward to doing the quote unquote work behind the scenes to bring something forward and into manifestation and into fruition within our lives. It's like our day-to-day actions are filled with this, with a vision of where we're going and what, you know, what it might look like, even though we don't maybe know exactly how it's going to turn out. I mean, that's one of the beautiful things about it. But when we reach a place in our life with where there is uncertainty, when we have this feeling of no purpose, we get really caught up in doing things that we think we should be doing. And, you know, as we get moving into this, you know, we get into this state of being in our ego mind, in the logic mind. And what happens when we begin moving through and forward in our life from what we think we should be doing, we create a state of confusion. It's like we manifest within our own minds that we, you know, we are not clear. When we don't, you know, it's like we're indecisive. We're not seeing the path ahead. There's some confusion around the whole thing. And we can't even seem to get clear on our priorities. When we are working from a place of thinking about what we should do, we create a lot of distraction. I mean, that's one of the great things of our ego, what it can do. I mean, we can manifest 100 small things that pull our attention this way or that way, and which leads to even greater states of confusion. And then, of course, the third one that comes into it is disorganization. This is what manifests because we're not doing anything orderly with our thinking. We're all over the map. And in doing so, we're not really productive in, you know, in what we're in accomplishing or achieving our goals. And I'll tell you what, your life, my life, and at all kinds of times, I'll tell you that for most people, we really don't have a clear sense of purpose. We do, however, have an indication of what it feels like to be on purpose. And it is that emotional body that we need to pay so much more attention to than the logic of our mind in terms of what we should be doing with our life. This is really where we get into the heart-centered consciousness, the heart-centered choice, the heart-centered direction and guidance. This is when we start tapping into something deeper inside of us, beyond the ego, beyond the mind. And this is where we start making decisions and choices that are completely against the grain. In fact, sometimes these choices and our direction or the pull that we feel in terms of what it is that we're here to do within our purpose or in our contribution to humanity goes in such a direction that it begins to, as I said, go against the grain, and it begins to shake things up in our own world, maybe shake and wake up the people that are around us. And it will oftentimes, people will, you know, look and think we've totally lost our mind. And I'll tell you, this is always a key for me. If I'm about to do something that the world around me thinks I'm ultimately crazy for doing, it's a really good indication that it's exactly what I should be doing. it's one of the validating signs from the universe that tells me and shows me that I'm on the right path and that I'm working. It's what gives me clarity in the moment to keep pursuing or proceeding forward in the direction that I'm going. You know, I'm trying to think, I think it was, again, I go back to Steve Jobs all the time. I really go into a lot of, you know, the inspiration and things that that came as a result. And I know that I'm trying to remember exactly the quote. Oh my goodness. But it's like, it's the crazy people, you know, it's the people who get the crazy ideas and the people who are crazy enough to do something. Let me just think about, how does this go? Oh, hey, I got it. The people who are crazy enough to think that they can change the world are the ones who do. So if your ideas are crazy and they're taking you in a complete opposite direction of where you think you should be going, I want you to understand and to know that that is what we can call a revelation of clarity of purpose. Because we are not meant to fit in. We're not meant to do what everyone else is doing. And we most certainly have a very unique path and unique journey that is, you know, a part of something greater than who we are in within this very human aspect or form within our lives. So make no mistake, it really is self-discovery. It's about getting to know ourselves on a much deeper level. It is that strong sense of purpose that will fuel our motivation to get things done. And without a purpose, like I said, when we're not clear, we, you know, things end up being kind of harder than maybe what they should be. So to find clarity of purpose, I'm going to talk more about that after the commercial break. I've got some really great tips and tricks in order to help you in beginning to unravel and to get some direction within clarity. I also want to speak to you, though, before I get into some of those other tips and tricks, probably one of the most profound things that you can do for yourself in terms of understanding how it is that our universe works. Now, in recognition of the laws of the universe, it goes without saying that we get what we focus on. I mean, we hear that all the time. It's a part of the magic of the universe. It's wherever we direct our focus and our energy that goes into creation. And we are constantly creating, whether we realize it or not. The human mind has the capacity to think, and we think within stories upon stories. And most often, it really is the survive mode of the ego with and behind the story. And so very often our mind will get a thought or an idea, and instead of following through within what the possibilities are or accepting it as guidance or direction from the cosmos, we get into a place of doubt and worry. We get into judgment immediately about our own ability to accomplish or achieve whatever it is that has sparked our attention. We get hung up on the old stories of our past, of the opinions of other people, of our wounds and our rejections and our abandonments. And that's natural for the human ego. I don't want you to feel bad about that whatsoever. It's how we tick. It's how we react within the aspects of our very human being, okay? But it is within those moments where we have to remember that whatever it is that we are focusing or giving attention to, that is actually what's going into creation. We get more of whatever it is that we are directing our emotional focus and energy on. And so when we get caught up, especially in a time around when we can think even about clarity, I was doing a call last night, which is a real powerful call with a group within my membership program. And it had to do with clarity. It was just so ironic or synchronistic, I think is more the word, in terms of how that call lined up with what today's purpose behind our conversation is here today. But on there too was a lady searching for clarity. And she was really in this state and in this place where in her story, she was noticing her reality. And her reality was she was lost. She was stuck. She had no idea what to do with her gifts and talents and abilities. She's seeking clarity. Her biggest prayer was to have clarity for what was playing out within her world, clarity behind her purpose, clarity on the next step. But instead of focusing and directing her energy as if she had it, she was really in a state which was spiraling and spinning her into this story and this web of energy that was all about how stuck she was and how confused she was and how misdirected and uncertain she was. And so her story compounded over and over and over. And of course, as the magic of the universe works, the universe is responding to her and saying, look at her. Look at her being so aware of how stuck she is in her life. Let's keep her being stuck. You see, the universe cannot differentiate between what we want and what we don't want. It's only in recognition of where it is that we are directing our emotional energy and focus at any given time. So we have to be really conscientious of the story of our mind and what we're giving our attention and energy to, because that is where creation goes. And so when we are looking for clarity in our life, it's about getting out of the story of how stuck we are and how hopeless it feels and how directionless that we really are. And instead, it's almost like that victim, that poor woe is me story. And I mean, that's ego, right? We got to love ego for what it does. But we have to consciously begin to put ourselves into the creative power that we have inside of us, our co-creative processes and action steps that are required in which to actually gather and gain the clarity we're looking for. And so as I spoke on that call last night, and if you're, this is about looking at speaking and talking and convincing yourself and the energy in the universe that you have it already. That is the secret behind everything within the universe, no matter what it is we're trying to create. We must speak it. We must breathe it. We must engage within the story in order to call it into our now. And so, as I shared on our membership call last night, that it was here within the story that needed to change. And that we speak and say, I am so happy and grateful for the clarity that I have in my life now. I am fulfilled on every level of my being as I take steps forward through the inspiration, through the inspirited expression into this unit, into my life of my purpose. I wake up every single day with enthusiasm and knowing my direction clearly. I see it. Without a doubt, I envision what it brings into my life because I'm feeling within the joy, the happiness, and I am thriving as a result. And I know with this clarity that I have for my life now that I am able to continue to be a positive contribution into the lives of others. And I'm so happy and grateful for this in my life now. You see, we must engage. Doesn't that feel juicy? Like, oh, feel that. the power that is behind those kinds of stories, instead of doing what we think we should be doing, completely alters and changes the scope in which we receive, in which we manifest, in which we actually gain and have clarity in our life. So, isn't that exciting? I love it. I love it. This is the juicy stuff. This is the fun stuff. It's how I spend my time. You know, I get caught up in the poor woe is me. Please don't get me wrong. But it's in those moments where I make the switch, where I consciously recognize that I have to be speaking and thinking and enacting within the energy that is presenting in my life in a more positive manner, in which to start to initiate change, in which and change that is an answer to my prayers, change that is an answer to my greater calling. So it gets juicy, right? We're going to have even more juiciness after the commercial break. But hey, before I go any further, I want to make sure to, you know, what is our calling? I think that becomes, you know, we get really hung up on purpose. We get really hung up on what is our calling? How is it that, you know, we're here to contribute and to be the change we want to see in the world? And so to understand that our calling is ever evolving, that there is something that stirs deep inside of our soul, deep inside of our hearts, that guides us and directs us into something bigger than what we even have an idea of. So clarity of purpose is important because it helps us in building some new habits. But first it is us recognizing those yearnings, that aspect or those twinges that we get in terms of where, you know, what is playing out within our life. One of the greatest ways to get clarity is to be in experience of the things that we don't want in our life. First up, because it helps us get clear on what it is we need in our lives. And it's, you know, where we can soothe the ego in terms of what it is that we require in order to survive as well as thrive within our existence. So don't diminish the crappy things that play out in your life. I mean, because it is through the experience of everything good, bad, right, or wrong, or otherwise, that our calling is revealed to us. In fact, it is through what we can call those darker times within our life where our greatest desires are born. And it's through there, within the energy and emotion of what is at hold or what is supporting those darker times in our life, that we really begin to rise or acknowledge that there is something greater for us in this life. And so it's through life itself that our calling is revealed. It is through our experiences. And in having clarity, I'll tell you the number one thing, the first step in crafting the life that you want is to make a decision. We have all kinds of ideas. We have all kinds of notions. We you know, really our potentials are completely unlimited in terms of what it is that we can do and be and have within this lifetime. So, you know, but it really comes down to us, you know, with all of the ideas and all of the spiraling and all of the confusion, really is about starting to make some concrete decisions for our life. Decisions that are not by logic, but decisions that feel good to us, that feel fulfilling, that when we look ahead or we anticipate what can come out, you know, for our lives or what can come out of the decision itself, it's paying attention to that internal navigation system where our emotions take us within our decision making. And that's how we know whether we are making decisions that are right or best for us, decisions that are in our highest and greatest good. And when we honor that good feeling that the thought, the idea, the anticipation causes within our lives, then when we honor that and we make decisions accordingly to what feels good, we will never make the wrong decision. And in doing so, in the moment that we make a decision, boom, we have some clarity on where we're going. But we must get out of the spiral of the ego mind of being lost, being confused, being disoriented, being distracted, and start to just begin to start making small increment decisions that move us forward on our path. Now, so our calling is something big that we know of a greatness inside of us. Purpose. I want to talk about purpose before we break for commercial break. Purpose is anything that brings us joy. Purpose is anything in the moment that creates happiness, enthusiasm, something that feels good. In every single moment, when we are feeling fulfilled and energized and we are bubbling with enthusiasm for our life in that moment, we are on purpose. So what it becomes is, again, bringing ourselves back to the moment, checking in with ourselves. How do I feel? Is what I'm doing right here in my life fueling me? Is it bringing me joy in this moment? Is it sparking some happiness? Do I feel excited about what I'm feeling? Do I feel excited about the idea of this? To know that in that moment that we are absolutely on purpose, even when we still have no idea of where we're going. Because it has nothing to do, as the ego would have it, on having an idea, a concept, a title, of having some, you know, ideal situation, right? We all want the ideal. We all want to know where it is we're going, how it's going to look, who's all going to be there ahead of time before we say yes to doing something. And this is really what our journey is calling, this calling for us, what our calling is calling for us, what purpose. Purpose reveals itself through our interactions, and purpose reveals itself based on how it is that we feel in every single moment. And so there is 110%, I can guarantee to you that when you feel good in any particular moment, you are on purpose. It is taking you exactly where you are meant to be, to the greater calling, to the greater expression of your grandest purpose within this lifetime. I'm going to give you more juicy stuff after the commercial break. I've got a few tips and tricks that you'll be able to put in your pocket to help you to get clarity on purpose in your life. We'll be back shortly.
My dad came to live with us last month, and you know, it's going pretty well.
I feel like I never have time for myself.
With him being around more, it really lets us catch up on things.
His memory isn't what it used to be.
We get up and we have coffee.
He usually wakes up at 4:30.
Then we go for a walk.
He needs lots of my attention.
I do need to keep an eye on his medications, though. That's important.
Sometimes I feel like a pharmacist.
I'd say John and the kids are adjusting pretty well.
They honestly have no idea what I'm going through.
It can be a little challenging.
Help.
But so far, so good.
I could really use just a little help.
For those dealing with the daily struggles of caring for a loved one, we hear you. That's why AARP created a community with experts and other caregivers for advice, tips, and support. Together, let's help each other better care for ourselves and the ones we love. Visit aarp.org/caregiving. A public service announcement brought to you by AARP and the Ad Council.
Packers.
Vikings.
Red State.
Blue State.
We come from different places.
Uptown.
Downtown.
We come to different conclusions.
Half empty.
Half full.
But no matter how different we are, we're all connected, and we can all make a difference. That's why United Way brings people, expertise, and resources together to improve the education, income, and health of our communities. The building blocks for a better life. When we live united, our efforts, magnified by others, add up to real change. Children succeed in school, families gain financial stability, the health of our neighbors improves, and suddenly, so do our communities. But real change won't happen without you.
Live united.
So let's look beyond our differences.
Live united.
One by one, let's make a difference. Let's reach out a hand to one and influence the condition of all.
Live united.
Give, advocate, volunteer. Live united. Sign up today at liveunited.org. Brought to you by United Way and the Ad Council.
Hey, Russell Wilson here, and I know how important exercise is.
It's essential, it's essential.
With Play 60, United Way and the NFL are helping kids stay active and play at least 60 minutes a day.
Healthy kids, healthy kids.
But what this place needs is you. To donate or volunteer, go to unitedway.org/play60 because great things happen when we live united.
Donate.
Are you guys going to do that every time?
Yes, of course.
Brought to you by United Way and the Ad Council.
People are always looking to invest in a good opportunity. So what if you could invest in the future of kids, like a stock? Not the kind of stock that's about making money, but a stock for social change called Better Futures. With your investment, it helps students like me go to college. My name is Charles, and I'm your dividend.
Invest in better futures with UNCF. Visit uncf.org/invest. A mind is a terrible thing to waste, but a wonderful thing to invest in. Brought to you by UNCF and the Ad Council.
Don't take it so seriously. Lighten up. Trust the mystery. Lighten up. It doesn't matter anyway. Just enjoy your life. Get out of your way. Lighten up.
Now back to Lighten Up with Bonnie Worth on Empower Radio.
We are talking about how to find clarity, clarity about who you are, about your true purpose. And I'll tell you, it's this beautiful unfolding that takes place. I mean, as we move forward through life, as I said, clarity is the first step in actually crafting our life into what we want. But we actually don't discover our life's work by wondering or worrying about it. The why is something that emerges through every single life experience that we have. It doesn't come fully formed. And I think that very often that's where we get hung up. That's where we get lost, is because we think it should be this tangible idea, this tangible, clear direction. And that's actually just not the case. As I was saying before the commercial break, is that our purpose in life is to find and do the things that make us smile, laugh, and forget time in every moment. Even when we're not sure of what our purpose is, it's about moving into the exploration, to experiment, to try things out in your life and enjoy the journey. We actually can't put a time on finding clarity. And that's what frustrates our ego, because we want it now. We want some definite direction and know exactly why it is and how it is that we're meant to serve in this lifetime. But the truth is, we can't force ourselves to find our way. It's not like it's going to happen tomorrow or next month. But what begins to happen is that it begins to show up to us. The key is to do more of what we enjoy and what brings out the best of who we are. And in doing so, we will continually clarify what it is that we want for our life. Because just like our purpose, our clarity that we're seeking evolves and changes and grows and expresses in all kinds of ways within our life. And so getting clear isn't so much of having clarity and then taking action. Getting clear is about doing and being what it is you want for your life. It is a process of trial and error. It's about making a decision, trying something, and then asking ourselves, is this something I really like? Yes, no. You know, how does it make me feel? What are my thoughts? We're constantly need to be exploring and evaluating our life, our actions, our thoughts, our beliefs, our behaviors, because all of that is attracting to us purpose. All of what we're experiencing is bringing us into our calling. But to clarify purpose, to understand our calling, is that we need to add some form of creativity. We need to add some kind of decision to the mix, and we need to take a chance on us. We need to take a chance. We need to risk it just a little bit, my friends. And I'll tell you, our ego, it doesn't like to do that, right? Play small. Don't take a chance there. What if something bad happens? Oh, you might fail. You know the stories. I know I have those stories going through my head also. So I think it becomes important. Remember, I wanted to give you some tips and tricks here. And, you know, there again, this tangibility that we're seeking. And I'm hoping, it's my greatest intention, that these will help to give you a little bit of direction or a little bit of working knowledge in which to begin to define and understand your greater purpose. So I think the first and most important thing of how do you find clarity of who you are and your purpose? Well, one is to remember that you are a spiritual being having a human experience. And that within you is something so much greater than what your mind has ever conceived. That you have through you infinite resources, infinite knowledge, infinite wisdom to be the change you want to be in this world. And it comes down to understanding the difference between your value versus your effectiveness. You see, your value never changes. You are valuable. What you have to offer has value, that through you, in terms of your purpose, that there are people waiting for what it is that you have to offer. Your value is immense. No matter what the opinion or judgment that other people or even your own ego has placed, you know, your life and what it has shown you, your value never changes. But your effectiveness in terms of being able to achieve and accomplish and have success in this life is determined by how you live. And so when you live from a place that it is with the greatest of intention, with, you know, within your life, for the highest and greatest good for you, that your decisions, your actions be that of a state of compassion, of understanding, that they be, you know, unconditional, that from a place of your greatest intention, your most loving intentions, that good is going to come into your life as a result. And your effectiveness, the impact that you will have in your direction, will be immense. So to know first off that, you know, who you are does make a difference, but it is about the value and how effective you're showing up in your life. Because if you're caught in that never-ending story of what is impossible, of what is not available to you, of what is, you know, this old unhealthy paradigm of that keeps you stuck in disbelief and untrusting of spirit and untrusting of your own potentials, then the universe is going to respond and keep holding you there in a pattern of validation of life experiences that will continue to diminish your light. But when you can change the story and how it is that you are utilizing the mind and the effectiveness of the action that you're taking behind what is projecting into the universe, and change the story, what starts within you changes everything on the outside. But we can't wait for the outside circumstances to change in order to find our happiness or to understand, you know, to have the clarity first. We must take action to change what's within us first. How we're showing up in the world, how effective we're being within our life. You see, it's the ultimate in what I call self-responsibility, because we can blame everything and everybody around us for our, you know, our situation or what's playing out and happening. But we need to take a look at it. How are we showing up in the world? How effective are we being to be the change in our own life? Okay. Okay. The next thing. To get clear on purpose really is about taking a look at progress. Very often, and that's what our little ego human mind does, is we get so caught up in what's not working that we forget to take a look at how much success or how much progress we've actually made within our lives already. You know, where does the pain come from in our life? Well, it's an indication that we are out of alignment with who we truly are. So when we are suffering in any kind of way, shape, or form, it's just saying, hey, you're not aligned with Source. That right now in your feelings of lacking purpose or your feeling of lacking progress is not within truth, because truth cannot be found, again, on the based on the external. It is about taking a look within. And every once in a while, we need to stop and evaluate and celebrate how far we have come in our journey. that we get so focused on moving forward and we get so focused on what's not working that we miss all of what has already been what we can define as success in our life. I mean, you only have to take a look at where you were when you started your spiritual journey to where you are today to recognize how what a great amount of progress you have made on path and on purpose. It is transformational in what takes place, how the paradigms, the thoughts, the beliefs you hold about yourself and in terms of what becomes possible and what you have access to through your gifts and talents and abilities, of how it grows and expands and evolves. So when we're stuck in the pain and we're stuck in this place of lack of purpose and not believing we're actually getting anywhere on our path, we need to stop and take a look at how far we've come. Because in it, we discover who we are. We discover and observe our strength, our tenacity, the greatness of our own spirit through everything that we have overcome and what we've healed and the progress we made. And we can take a look in terms of the things that we have done in our life, the modalities we've used to help us to transform. We can take a look at what it is that has brought us joy in the past to begin to recognize where our purpose lies. Because as I said, life takes us through purpose. And it's how we heal. It's how we evolve. It's how we grow that we end up recognizing how it is that we can serve others. The next thing that comes down to, I think it's really important for us to understand that our calling, as I said earlier, is a lifetime journey. But our assignment is only what we can call temporary or seasonal or something that is just, you know, in this period of time where we are in our life. That the calling evolves and grows and is revealed every single day, every single year as we move forward. But the assignment that we have is this temporary state that we're in what we're living through and what we're challenged by and how it is that we can help or serve others in the process. So we have to look at defining, you know, when we want to define our calling. And for clarity on our calling, we need to look at everything. Every single day is a little assignment. And one of the things that has really helped me to stay focused, no matter the ups and downs, is to just, you know, simply say, well, I guess this is what Creator has asked me to live through today. This is what Creator is asking of me today. So it begins to, you know, we take the judgment out of things. We take the sting out of it in knowing that whatever is playing up is a part of our soul's assignment and that we're going to move through it. And that by moving through it, we will have clarity in where we're going, clarity of who we are and our true purpose. Okay? Next, all growth, everything we do, that clarity we're seeking in our lives actually starts out very small. Everything begins small. Everything, you know, you hear the saying that our journey begins with the first step. So it's not about so much about what it is you start doing with your life, but it's how much of a steward you are in doing it. So it is this focus, this drive, these aspirations that, again, paying attention to how things feel that keep us motivated and focused in where we're going. It's about the decision we make, our willingness to take a risk, our willingness to try something, and then to admit to ourselves that it's not working or we don't like it. But we've got to take the first step. In fact, it is the first step in figuring out how it is that we're here to serve. It's the first step that provides us the opportunity to create the life that we want to look at living versus that merely surviving mode that we have found ourselves in. And what we can do here is really take a look at our why. Why are the things that we're wanting to do important? Why? Well, they might make a difference in somebody's life. The why might be because it brings fulfillment and joy. And I really want to encourage you to look at your why in terms of how it will serve you first. And then know that as you serve yourself, you will inevitably be of service to others, to your, you know, to your family, your community, and to humanity as a whole. But our growth, that step in the direction of where it is and how it is we're meant to serve, starts by the very smallest effort. But we got to be willing to make that step, to take the effort, to try something. Okay. So also, my sweet friends, to know, and I know we're coming up to the middle, to the end of the show, and it always goes so fast, especially when we have these great conversations like this, to really, in ending of the show, is to recognize that our calling is more of the journey and less of a destination. We have to see our lives, our highs, our lows, our ups and downs, as a process. And less of an event, less of somewhere that we need to get before we can start living, somewhere that something that is tangible and needs to be revealed to us in order that we may find joy and happiness and abundance and peace within our lives. That our calling is a process. It's where our life directs us, where it takes us. And that by our finding joy in the moments and deep fulfillment in the adventure of the soul, not of the suffering little human. Oh, our ego likes to just clamp down on us. But by changing our perspective and recognizing who we are in truth, these spiritual beings having a human experience. And it is that human experience that our soul wants and craves in fulfillment and in adventure. So this really is more about getting clear on who we are. That our clarity isn't so much in terms of purpose in something tangible and to be revealed, but in the emotional content of how we feel and in the direction of understanding of our soul within this journey of adventure and fulfillment through the highs and the lows and the dark and the light. It's what reveals our wholeness as well as our holiness. And we are all but angels in disguise. We are all here doing the best that we possibly can. And that it's our work or our job or our challenges, as we see it, where we actually almost become experts on weakness in order to reveal our strength. In order to reveal our light, in order for us to be the light in this world. And so our clarity comes from getting to know ourselves better by shutting off all of the outside and external sources, all of the opinions and judgments and criticisms of others, the expectations of others that others put on us, and to get quiet and still. To be centered and paying attention, you know, to be so busy paying attention to that calling, to the joy, to the feeling, to the pull and the urges of our own soul, that we don't even notice how others are showing up in our lives, that we're no longer paying attention to the naysayers, the doubters. Those souls who show up to challenge us that say, are you really sure? We can give gratitude and thanks for each of them as they come forward into our lives. But then we get redirected, centered, listening to what is within us. What is our truth? What is right? And in so knowing that what, however that is, no matter how different it may be from anyone else out there, that it is right for us. That at the end, you know, at the end of it all, it's about how we honored who it is that we were created to be, that we honor and accept how it is we were created to be, and to know that within it, you know, that the relationship, the most important relationship we have is the one that we have with ourselves. And it is the most important relationship that we nurture is the one in connection to Source, the one that we have with God. And allowing it to be the full expression of who we are in this life, not in accordance to, you know, keeping everyone else happy, not in accordance to what is right based on other people's opinions or judgment, but to know that our clarity comes from within, that our clarity is revealed to us by the realization of who we are in truth. And that in the honoring of our inclinations and our feelings and our emotions, that our true path is revealed. And so we can have, and as many of the mediums that I work with, you know, we have incredible gifts and talents to begin to, you know, connect with the other side, to channel through, you know, loved ones who have crossed, to speak with the angels, to interact with the most holiest and highest of powers of ascended masters, and the most divine of energies, and to know that who they have been created to be is perfect under God, no matter anyone's opinion. And that's a really important message for each and every one of you tuning into the show, is that you have purpose, that with the expression of all of your gifts and talents and all of the things that make you unique and different and weird from the rest of the world, that you were created with and on purpose. And so because of that, that through you, great purpose is revealed, not only that affects your life, but in contribution to the world as a whole. That by just your presence in the midst of darkness brings light. That your worthiness and your deservingness is in truth because of who you are under God, who you've been created to be, that it is your birthright and everything that you desire within your life, the abundance, the happiness, the health, that you are worthy and deserving of all of it, no matter how different you express yourself, no matter the choices you make within your life, that in understanding those conscious choices, the honoring of your own individuality is in honoring Creator itself. That when we get hung up and caught up in trying to fit into the mold of how it is everyone else in the world believes we should be, that we dishonor our own creation. You and I, sweet friends, we're not meant to fit in. We're meant to be the change makers in the world, the healers, the helpers, to bring light, to bring love, to invoke change, to be the catalyst for something more and something different. And then the realization of each and every person's truth, the realization of what becomes possible. We're here to clear the path. We're here to lead. We're here to guide. We're here to help. And to know that under that umbrella of light is the greatest purpose of all. So trust the light. Let there be light. Let it be expressed through you into this world. And know that when you allow for it, you are on purpose. That is clarity. In every single moment that you, by being you, make a difference. Thank you so much for tuning into today's show, sweet friends. I really hope that somewhere, something little that I said has truly made a difference in your day. I really want to encourage you to check out my website, bonnieworth.ca. I would love to interact with you. Sign up for my newsletter. I've got some really exciting things coming into play. The Academy of Spirit is ready to launch, and I cannot wait to bring that into the world. And if you would like to be one of the first people to know when that becomes available, please visit my website, sign up, connect with me. Let's interact more. I love that we get to share this journey together. Thank you so much, everyone. Big, big love to you. Blessings in all that you are and all that you do. Much love. Bye for now.